Well, I didn't know where you went, Protestant or Catholic at first.
Which church did you say you went to?
Well, let's see. I was just trying. Well, I think the, they say they're, I don't know whether they're more Baptist or not. Mm-hmm. There's, a, there's so many different ones, too, you know, Southern Baptist and all lots of others.
Say if two people become members, you'd say last Sunday they... They what the church?
They, oh, they went to church, you mean? Or they...
They became members,
you'd they became
that.
Members, yeah. Oh, they joined the church.
Okay.
Some of them say they added too, but they joined generally, they'll say.
And you go to church to pray to?
Oh, to God.
Oh. And the preacher preaches a...
Oh, a sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the...
Oh, the singing, the music.
And if you really liked the music, you'd say the music was just...
Oh, just wonderful.
Okay. Or... If something's very pretty, you could say it's just...
Oh, beautiful.
And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd say, well, church will be over.
Oh, when I get there.
And the enemy of God is called the...
Oh, the devil.
And...
Satan, or whatever they're going to call him.
What if you tell children it's going to come get them if they don't behave?
Yeah, if they're not good. Booger man or something will come get them.
Is that the same as the devil?
Yeah, that's what they mean. Mm-hmm.
And what do people think they see around the graveyard at night?
Oh, ghosts.
And a house that people are scared.
Oh, I forgot about it. I might have had my foot in the way.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to say about the house?
That people are scared to go in.
Oh, they'd say they were haunted.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
Cold?
Or it's not really cold, but it's getting...
Cool?
Uh-huh. Or a little bit...
Chilly.
And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd... What, stay here?
I'd rather stay here.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you'd say, I'm what to see you?
I'm happy to see you.
Okay. Do you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
Oh, I can't think of, I don't, can't remember I said it. I have heard people. Oh, yeah. Like they'd introduce them or something. Sometimes I'm proud to meet you or something like that.
And someone intensely disliked to go somewhere. You'd say, he what hated that place? He.
Yeah, well, you. He hated it or detested it or.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say he purely hated it, or pinely hated it, or plum hated it?
I'd say purely hated, I've heard. And
would you say
really
that?
Hated? Or I probably said really hated, you mm-hmm. know.
And you say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
Oh, just real cold.
And say if a man was hammering and he hit his thumb with a hammer, what might he say?
Oh, he might swear, or curse or something,
uh-huh.
or cuss or whatever. Yeah.
Any particular exclamations?
No, I don't know any certain ones.
What about if you were excited and someone told you some news that surprised you, what might you say? Do you have certain expressions you'd use?
Sure, might have. Some might have different ones, but I can't think of it.
Did you ever say land sakes or anything like that? What about if you
were... Yeah, I've heard people say land sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes an old expression, they'll say man alive or something like that.
Would you say that?
No, I just never did use it.
What would you say if you were disgusted with yourself? You'd done something stupid.
I might say I made a fool of myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say shucks or anything like that?
What I've heard today, all shucks, it meant, I don't know just exactly.